Human Error features characters in a hostile environment and is intended for mature audiences. Episode-specific content warnings can be found in the episode's description and at the top of our transcripts. Please make use of them if you need to.
I'm tired. Can't we take a break?
We stop moving? We stop living.
But Jace, it's like 100 degrees outside. And it's humid.
And we've been walking for days.
See? I'm not the only one who wants to take a break.
Aiden, you grew up in this weather.
Yeah, so what? Just because I grew up in it doesn't mean I have to like it. We need a break.
Not out in the open, no.
But Waverly!
Look, over there. There's a storm rolling in.
Fuck, you're right. We need to find shelter before it hits us.
What about the town up ahead?
It'll have to do. We'll stay in the outskirts until the storm passes. There might be some supplies, too, if we're lucky.
Or a truck.
Or a cure.
How close are we to New Hope?
I don't know. Anne didn't give an exact location. She just said it was further south.
So it might not even be here?
It might not. If it is here in Corpus, it's likely that it's a relatively small community and they're just keeping to themselves.
Well, I thought Corpus Christi was a really popular place before. Wouldn't people try and reclaim it?
Maybe, maybe not. A lot of major cities were never reclaimed.
Are you doing okay, Eden?
Why wouldn't I be? Sorry. Don't mean to snap. It's just hot outside.
It's okay. I don't really like the heat much either.
It'd be fine if it weren't for the fucking humidity.
I won't argue there.
Billy? Do you remember what it was like before the errors?
Kind of. I was only a kid when the outbreak happened. I do remember small things like going to the park with my mom. I used to beg her to push me on the swings. My dad was usually taking pictures of us. He liked that kind of thing, I guess. Why do you ask?
I don't remember a time when I wasn't in constant danger of being killed or infected. I know Waverly just sees me as a teenager with an attitude problem, but I'm just so tired of constantly being scared. I'm tired of feeling afraid and angry all the time. I don't like feeling this way.
I get that. I'm constantly feeling scared and angry. Growing up in this world when you know things are supposed to be different, it's hard. I know I'm missing something that all the adults in my life got to experience. But I don't understand exactly what. And that's frustrating, knowing that something I never got the opportunity to even have is gone. Gus would probably be better at offering words of wisdom here.
I don't need words of wisdom. I just need to know I'm not alone. I'm not a kid anymore, and I just want to feel free and safe for once in my fucking life.
Well, I'm here if that helps at all. We'll find somewhere safe to stay soon. I can feel it.
I hope you're right.
Storm's getting closer.
None of these buildings seem like somewhere we can ride the storm out in. They're all falling apart.
Let's go further into the city. We're bound to find something eventually.
If we follow this street here, we should be able to find some buildings that could work as shelter from the storm.
All right, but let's hurry. Who knows what's lurking in the shadows?
My head!
Eden!
It's okay, Hazel, I got you.
Eden, put your ear defenders on.
okay.
I guess now we know Eden's resistance isn't very high.
Are you okay, Hazel?
I'll be fine. It wasn't close enough to knock me out.
Gus!
I know! They know where we are.
What? How can you tell?
Banshees use their screams to tell other Aerers that food is nearby. That second one was closer, meaning they're headed our way.
They're hunting.
Eden, can you stand?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Let's go then. We gotta get out of the open.
Fuck! Aerers!
Go left!
There's a school up ahead! If we can get through those doors, we can hold them off while we find a way through.
We need to make it there before the runners catch up.
Go, go, go!
Are we safe in here?
Clearly not.
Just stay calm and keep quiet. We'll get out of here.
How, Gus? There are Aerers right through those doors. And who knows how many inside the school?
We just gotta keep moving. Schools have a lot of emergency exits. And if it's anything like the school I taught at, there will be a workshop where we can grab some new weapons. Come on, let's go.
You taught at a school?
Yep, taught English for 8 years. My husband was the shop teacher. That's how we first met.
Did you like it?
Teaching? Yeah, I loved it. My kids were great. At the end, though, schools went online and then shut down completely right after everything went to shit.
The government knew this was gonna happen before it did.
By the time we figured out what was happening, those in charge had lost control. The error spread, and it wasn't long before everything was overrun.
Wait, stop.
What's wrong?
We shouldn't go that way. We need to turn around.
Why? It's just an empty hall.
Look at where I'm shining my light. Through that window.
Oh, God. Eden, don't look.
What? Why not? I want to look.
No, you don't, kiddo. Not at this.
Well, what is it?
Bodies.
A lot of them. Wait. Is something moving in there?
Shit!
Fuck!
That thing is too loud. It's going to draw other Aerers over here.
Let's go back the way we came. Towards the staircase.
Thinking, Kyra.
Thank you.
Quietly get to those stairs. We have to go up. We can't go around that thing.
Won't we be trapped up there?
No. Schools have multiple stairs. We'll just find another way out.
Eden, grab my hand!
No!
Hazel, look out!
Shit!
Fuck off!
Nice job, Hazel.
Thanks. Let's keep going.
Oh, fuck that. Go up.
This way. We'll go onto the roof.
Won't we be trapped up there?
You have a better idea, Jace?
No.
Then come on!
Now what? That door isn't gonna hold them.
Y'all might wanna come see this.
Oh, fuck. They're everywhere.
The city is swarming with errors.
No wonder this place was never reclaimed.
How do we get out of here?
If we can get to that garage, we can probably grab a vehicle and use it to get out of here. Maybe a bus?
Do you know how to drive a bus?
I drove a couple times for field trips. I can do it.
But how do we get over there?
I have an idea. But you won't like it.
Anything beats dying right now.
We can jump across to the roof of that building over there. It doesn't look like many errors are in there. From there, we should be able to go down the stairs and make our way out to the garage. If we stay quiet enough, the giants won't find us, and we can slip past the runners. A few biters shouldn't be too hard to deal with either, in small numbers.
Like Gus said, it beats dying.
Are you sure there's no other way?
I'm pretty sure. Let's go. It's now or never.
Go, Jace!
Eden, keep it down.
Sorry. That was an awesome jump!
All right, who's next?
Jump with me, Belly?
Always.
We did it!
Yeah, we did!
Come on, Eden. You're next.
What? I don't think Eden can make that jump.
You're so annoying.
Mad at me in the morning. If we survive that long.
But you made it!
Come on, Waverly. We gotta jump.
I don't think I can.
Don't look down, okay? Just focus on making it to the other side.
But what if I fall?
You won't. It's going to be okay.
Come on, Waverly. You got this!
Okay. I can do this. I can do this.
I got you!
I'm gonna fall!
No, you won't. I'm not letting go.
We got you, Waverly.
It's okay. You're okay. You just didn't fall. Come on. We need to get up. You're okay. We're both okay.
All the screaming probably attracted more errors.
Come on, y'all. Let's get out of the rain.
Do you think New Hope is even around here? There are so many errors.
I'm not sure. I don't see how they could be, especially with banshees around.
Maybe they're closer to the coast.
Yeah, maybe.
Y'all need to keep your voices down. I'm deaf and wearing ear defenders. If I can hear you, then so can a goddamn error.
Sorry.
Coast is clear. Let's go.
Are you sure this is the right way?
Yes, I am.
I don't know. Maybe we should go back down that hall. To the left?
I'm so glad I never went to high school. These hallways make no sense.
Trust me, you weren't missing much.
Eden! What the fuck?
What are you doing?
Eden!
Who the
fuck
are you?
Go.
Hello, my dear. Won't be needing these anymore.
Stop! Give them back!
Hush now. There's no need to fight.
Fuck.
Sirens.
Come on now. Take the ear defenders off. If you don't, I'll kill the kid.
It's going to be okay, Eden.
Shh. No more talking, darlings. Stop trying to fight it.
Let them go. We did what you said.
And I said to shut the fuck up. All of you, drop your weapons.
No.
Now. Good. Now, all of you are going to stay calm. It's going to feel like you're dreaming, and before you know it, everything... it's going to be okay.
Human Error is a Shadow Network produced podcast and was created by Allie Hilton. This episode features
Sox Whitmore as Eden Eli Wilson,
Caroline Minks as Jace Franklin,
Allie Maria Dauphine as Hazel Nicole Gerald,
Mandy Moon as Waverly Wilson,
Eleanor Gray as Kyra Jones,
Elisa Park as Billy Ryan,
Alan Chan as Gus William Hill,
Vin Vox as Aideen.
Written by R.H. Spera and Allie Hilton.
Script editing by Tal Minear and Brad Colebrook.
Sound design by Oren Talbot.
Consultation by Caroline Minks.
If you're enjoying the show, consider telling a friend about it or leaving us a review on your favorite podcast app. Visit our website at humanerrorpod.wixsite.com/main and follow us on Twitter at humanerrorpod for updates and more. And lastly, if you're enjoying Human Error, then you might enjoy Omen, a fantasy audio drama that explores ancient ruins, sails the high seas, and questions whether friendship truly is magic. The show is made by the same folks who make Girl in Space, so you know it's going to be good. It has a wonderful cast and fantastic music, with characters that are very entertaining to listen to. Here's the trailer.
Can three unlikely heroes keep from arguing long enough to thwart a diabolical conspiracy? From the producers of Girl in Space comes Omen, a fantasy audio drama that explores ancient ruins, sails the high seas, and questions whether friendship truly is magic. All while cracking pirate skulls and dabbling in high explosives. The adventure begins at omencast.com or wherever your favorite podcasts can be found. And until next we meet, fair winds and following seas.
The shadow.